Daily Manna from the Torah by Dr. Gatriel Blad. Parasha Vayachel, and he caused them to gather. Week 22, Third Aliyah. And he has filled him with the Spirit of God, with skill, with intelligence, with knowledge, and with all craftsmanship, to devise artistic designs, to work in gold and silver and bronze. Bezalel and Oholiab, and every craftsman whom the Lord has put skill and intelligence to know how to do any work in the construction of the sanctuary, shall work in accordance with all that the Lord has commanded. Exodus 35, verses 31 and 32, and Exodus 36, verse 1. What's the result of being filled with Spirit? The Eternal filled some people with His Spirit. This would be for work at the tabernacle. That fullness of the Spirit influenced their minds and bodies significantly. The Torah uses three terms to describe the illumination their souls received. Chochmah, which is wisdom, Tvna, which is discernment, and Da'at, knowledge. The fullness of the Creator's Spirit caused their minds to foresee the final result of the task and the way to get to it. In other words, they could see the goal and devise the way to get to it. The tabernacle's practical work depended on an intellectual activity guided by the Spirit of the Lord. This teaches us that the fullness of the Spirit doesn't decrease intellectual activity, but it actually increases and channels it correctly. Intellect is a very useful tool to serve the Eternal. However, it's the man's most dangerous instrument, because it can go astray from the path of the Eternal. The one who trusts his intellect can be fooled. The serpent's attack in Eden was against the mind. When man deviates in his mind and trusts his intellect more than what the Eternal has said, he becomes a fallen being and his mind becomes his God. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5. However, a mind submitted to and full of the Eternal Spirit is an extremely useful tool in the hands of the Creator for His plans to be carried out. The fullness of the Spirit is not like drunkenness from alcohol. On the contrary, it produces a sober mind and well-coordinated body reactions. As it is written in Ephesians 5:18, "Do not get drunk on wine, which leads to debauchery. Instead, be filled with Spirit." This text from the Torah also teaches us that the fullness of the Spirit not only increases and guides mental ability, but also helps our hands in a practical way, also increasing physical strength and ability to create and finish the task ahead. The Spirit operates from the inside out. Dear disciple of Yeshua, don't trust your own intelligence and mental ability. Trust the Eternal and let Him fill you with His Spirit so that your mind is enlightened and guided according to His plan. Also, allow the power of the Spirit to fill you so you can fulfill His commandments in a practical way without tiring and also without feeling forced, but with joyous and a grateful heart. Be filled with the Spirit. Shalom.